Freed. He's arrested. He's now in the hands of the religious leaders who have already predetermined the verdict of his trial.
所以我们现在看见基督啊，耶稣他被抓起来，被交在了当时审判者的手里。然后那些审判他的祭司阶层呢，其实已经预定好了他的罪啊，想杀了他。
Chapter 14, verse 1 of Luke. Luke chapter 14.
你先看一下路加的14章的一节哈。
Oh, wait a minute. No, sorry. That Luke 22, 2, sorry.
啊不是啊，就路加22章二节。对。
They were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus.
对，大家看路加福音22章2节，你们就知道呢，其实祭司长和文士那些阶层，他们只是想找一个方法杀基督啊。
That wasn't just to put him in prison.
不只是说把他放到监狱里而已。
Mark says to kill him.
然后说是要杀了他。
So then now they're looking for an excuse.
他们只是在找一个借口要杀他。
Now,The Lord Jesus, when he was tried, he did not have to be there for his own sins.
所以当耶稣被审判的时候，其实他不必因为他自己的罪在那里，因为他是无罪的。
There was no power in heaven, there was no power on earth, and there was no power in hell that could make him.Go to the cross.
所以在无论是天上、地上，甚至地狱，任何的权柄啊，没有这样的一个权柄是能够带着耶稣把他带到十字架上去的。
But it was because of his Father's will, he was obedient.
但是他愿意顺服天父的旨意。
And so as he stands before man to be judged, he doesn't say very much.
所以当他站在人前被审判的时候，他其实是沉默无声的。
And as you read the account, the story, there's only one person in this whole, in all the scene that is perfectly at peace.
所以这里所有的这些人啊，当时在审判他的那个场景里，大家可想象这个场景，只有一个人他心里是最平安的。
Throughout all his arrest and his trial, he stands with dignity and quietness.
所以在整个被抓起来、被审判的过程当中，他一直是以平静的、很有尊严的站在那儿。
And all around him are swirling, as it were, in circles, like a hurricane, is the actions of mankind.
然后围着他的呢，就像个一群飓风一样的，一大群人围着他，其实就是人自己的躁动啊。
We see his disciples are afraid; they all run away.
因为门徒都跑了，他特别害怕，都跑光了。
We find Peter denying the Lord, cursing and swearing; he doesn't know him.
然后彼得在鸡叫两次以前都发誓诅咒不认识主了。
We see the chief priests and the scribes; they're hurrying him into a midnight meeting, which was illegal.
然后呢，祭司啊，这些人都半夜跑到这个一个定他罪的不合法定他罪的这样的会议上去。
And they push false witnesses into the middle of the council.
然后他把假见证带到这个会中来。
But they can't agree. The witnesses don't agree.
甚至这个见证彼此都不能相合，因为本来是假的。
And the priests are getting frantic. They have to condemn this man.
然后但那个祭司已经抓了，所以他们必须要找个理由要定这个耶稣的罪。
So finally, he asks the Lord Jesus a direct question.
所以他就直接面对耶稣问了最后那个重要的问题。
Are you the Son of the Blessed?
你是那个天父。永恒者的儿子吗？
He says, I am. And then the high priest then, he tears his clothes in shreds.
然后他耶稣说我是，然后大祭司就撕裂他的衣服。
And then they take him, they leave him there for a while, and what happens? We read that Verse 63 of chapter 22. See, we're getting pretty close to chapter 23. Verse 63. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him.
然后接着这些人就干什么？把他抓起来，因着他说他是神的儿子啊，大祭司就撕裂衣服，说你这个亵渎了，你亵渎神了。然后这个时候到22章63节的时候，那些看守的人就开始戏弄他，打他。
They mocked him and insulted him.
侮辱他，戏弄他。
But in all this, he was completely at peace and dignified.
但即便这样的时候，他依然是全然的平静。尊严，有尊严。
He made no attempt to defend himself.
他并没有尝试着来保护，来为自己辩护。
He wouldn't even answer in his own defense, except when he was forced to by the high priest who put him under an oath.
即使在大祭司要把他抓起来的时候，他也没有。任何的为自己辩护的这个事情。
So they, you see that all the movements around, and they, finally they know they're trying to satisfy themselves that there's a ground for death.
所以你会看见周围所有这些人一直在做的就是人要审判他的事情。
The charge is blasphemy.
然后他们给到耶稣的这个定罪就是亵渎神的定罪最后。
And their verdict was, he's only a man, but he makes himself God.
然后他所说的定罪词就是他是一个人但他说自己是神。
Therefore he's worthy of death.
所以他应该死。
They got a problem though.
现在有个问题了。
If he went and told, Pilate,The Roman governor, because he was the only one that could offer execution. The Jews were not allowed to execute, their prisoners. They had,
现在问题麻烦来了，因为他们不能够自己杀任何的囚犯，他们必须得交给当地的审判官，就是那个罗马的审判官比拉多，只有他才能定人的死罪。
And so, they knew that if they told Pilate that he was made himself God, Pilate would laugh at them. He would say, what, that's not a charge.
因为他们知道如果他们把这样的罪名交给比拉多呢比拉多会笑说这不是一个定罪方式他说他自己是神你就把他杀了你不能因为这个去杀人。
Pilate would say that's ridiculous.
你这个是很讽刺的，你搞笑的。
Get out of here.
你们就走吧，你这不要再搞了。
So we see him there that when they brought him in verse chapter 23, it says the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate and they began to accuse him. Now look at what they did. There was two things that they accuse him of. Not blasphemy.
对所以众人呢 ,23 节一开始就说众人都起来把耶稣解到比拉多面前就告他说你会看见这里告的两个呢其实跟亵渎神没有什么关系。
He says here, they have to have some reasons that would be against Roman law.
所以他们要找一些理由来违反了当时罗马法律的理由来控告耶稣。
So he said in there in verse 2, we have found this man subverting our nation, he opposes payment of taxes to Caesar.
所以他说呢，我看见这人诱惑国民，禁止纳税给凯撒。
Now these high priests, they were a bunch of hypocrites.
这些大祭司啊，他们是个一群假冒伪善的人。
Every one of them hated paying taxes.
因为每一个人，其实每一个人在心里都特别不愿意跟凯撒纳税。
They hated the tax collectors.
他们也很恨那些税吏。
They put them in the lowest class.
他们把他们在他们的宗教里面放到了最低的阶层。
But they themselves were robbers of people when they came to the temple.
但他们在他们的民众犹太民到圣殿去的时候呢大祭司们自己也变成了强盗。
They owned the money changer tables.
因为他们自己控制了圣殿里的那个换银钱的生意。
and charged big fees for changing money.
然后他们收了一个特别高的那个兑换银钱的费用。
They sold the sacrifices that the pilgrims needed when they came up to the temple.
然后他们给那些来敬拜神的那些人，他祭司们卖那个牛羊给他们。
Because they had a monopoly, they could charge anything they wanted.
但他们是在圣殿里卖这些牛羊，他们就有垄断的权利，所以他们在这上面赚很多钱。
And they grew exceedingly rich because of that.
然后他们借着这个方式变得非常非常有钱。
And that's the real reason that these priests wanted to kill Jesus.
这才是真正的原因，这些祭司想要杀掉耶稣真正的原因。
So for them to get a witness to say that he's saying people to not pay taxes to Caesar, that was very hypocritical.
所以当他们要找一个见证，假见证人说耶稣不允许人来纳税，其实是他们的心也不愿意纳税，他们是非常假冒伪善。
What did Jesus actually teach?
你知道耶稣真正对教导的是什么吗？
You remember?
Yeah.
凯撒的归凯撒，上帝的归上帝。
What he taught what?
Caesar's to Caesar, God's to God.
Yeah, where is that? That we find that in chapter 20.
二十章，路加福音二十章。
Verse
22.
22. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? And Jesus saw through their duplicity.And said to them, Show me a denarius, whose portrait and inscription is on it? Caesar's, they replied. He said to them, Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. They were unable to trap him in what he said there in public. And astonished by his answer, they became silent.
所以路加福音二十章的二十二节呢，有一个人就问耶稣，说我们纳税给凯撒可以不可以？耶稣看出他们的诡计，就对他们说，拿一个银钱来给我看。这像和号是谁的？就银钱上那个像和名号是谁的？他们说是凯撒的。耶稣说：“这样，凯撒的物就是钱，当归给凯撒，因为这个是地上的；神的物当归给神。”他们当着百姓在这话上得不着把柄，就又稀奇他的应对，就闭口无言了。
Now, Pilate was not stupid.
所以比拉多不是一个没脑子的人啊。
And don't worry, Pilate had his informers and spies.
也不要担心啊，比拉多自己也有他自己的刺探情报的人啊。
And Jesus had been teaching for some time in Jerusalem.
因为耶稣已经在耶路撒冷教导了很长一段时间了。
And none of his spies had reported this kind of teaching of Jesus.
然后none?
None. Pilate had not heard. Pilate knew that this charge was false.
Okay. Yeah. 所以比拉多在这个城里有自己很多的密探啊。所以在这之前耶稣所有的教导里没有什么密探是报告比拉多说耶稣教导人不纳税。
So he ignores that accusation.
所以比拉多完全就忽视了这个控告。
But there was the other accusation.
但另外还有一个控告。
He claims to be Christ, the king, verse 2.
然后他自己声称是基督是王。
Now that will be a claim that Pilate must investigate.
这是一个控告呢，比拉多必须要调查的。
Is there any threat to Caesar's throne?
如果任何的危险来威胁到凯撒的王权的时候。
There were all kinds of people that wanted to overthrow the Romans.
因为当时有很多各种各样的人想推翻罗马统治。
Is this man?Wants to overthrow the, is he saying that he's a king? He's going to take people after him?
如果他说他是王，他是不是想把一些人从罗马统治下带出来？
And so Pilate asks him a direct question. Are you king, the king of the Jews?
所以比拉多直接问他，他说你是犹太人的王吗？
Yes, he says. It is as you say.
他说你说的是。耶稣回答说。
He was the promised Messiah. He had offered the kingdom to the people of Israel, but they rejected their king.
所以他说他是，因为他是那个要来的那个弥赛亚，因为他把国度已经提给了他的子民们，但子民们拒绝了。
Now, if we just read Luke's account, we might not get the full understanding here.
如果我们只是看见路加这一段呢，我们可能不能理解上下文。
Because Pilate says, I don't find any basis for a charge against this man.
因为四节直接比拉多就说呢，我查不出这人有什么罪来。
But John gives us the fuller account of his investigation into this charge. Was Jesus a king, and was he a threat to Caesar?
但是呢，约翰福音就详细的讲了比拉多他是怎么一来和耶稣有一段交流，说他是不是王，然后怎么样。听耶稣的回答的。
John chapter
约翰福音的十八章。
And here we get the full account, verse 33.
然后十八章的三十三节，约翰福音。
But I'd like to read, verse 29. If we could read down to verse 38.
我们从二十九节读到三十八节。
We'll spend a little time, maybe the rest of the time in here, and then next week, I promise we'll be back in the...
我们要花一点时间在这里把这一段要讲清楚，可能今天剩下时间讲这一些。我们下周会在23章继续哈。我们刚才停在谁那里？
So if we could read from verse...
比拉多就出来到他们那里说，你们到这人是为什么事呢？
三十节。
他们回答说，这人若不是作恶的，我们就不管他交给你。比拉多说，你们自己带他去，按照你们的律法审问他吧。犹太人说，我们没有杀人的权柄。
这样应验耶稣所说自己将要怎样死的话了。
比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说，你是犹太人的王吗？
耶稣回答说，这话是你自己说的，还是别人用我对你说的呢？
三十五。比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来。
比拉多说，
比拉多说，我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？
耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国不属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，说为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
但你们有个规矩。
比拉多说，
三十八节。
比拉多说，真理是什么呢？说了这话又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
但你们有个规矩，
在月节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你们释放犹太人的王吗？
好，我们就停在这儿。
Very good. So now we get another. We get John's account, which is much fuller account of Jesus' answer.
所以约翰这里的描述呢，会比其他的讲到这一个细节的时候，会比其他的地方更清楚一些。
Verse 29, it says that Pilate came out to them and asks, "What charges are you bringing against this man?"
然后二十九节，比拉多出来就问那些大祭司们说：“你们告这些人，告这个人是为什么事？”
And notice that they don't say what the charges are. They just said, "If he wasn't a criminal, why would we bring him to you?"
如果事实上他们并不是说他们要告他，而是说这如果是不是一个罪人，我们为什么把他解到你这里来呢？
So the Pilate says, "Well, you judge him according to your own law, then."
然后比拉多就说呢，那这个你自己去按照你们的律法去处理吧。
This was all done because God had already predicted in the Old Testament the way that Jesus would die. He wouldn't die as a Jew.
所以这个其实是实现了旧约的一个预言，就是他是讲到耶稣会要怎么死的，因为他不是作为一个 全然只是在犹太人的律法审判下死的。
He would die for the sins of the whole world on a cross, a Roman cross. The Jews did not crucify.
所以不是犹太人把他钉死十字架的，是罗马人把他钉死。所以他是站在所有地上全部人的身份，不管是犹太人还是外邦人，是替所有的人死在十字架上，因为是当时地上的权柄罗马人审判他的。
The Jews' method of execution was by stoning.
因为犹太人的打这个杀人的方法，我们都知道用石头打死，对不对？扔石头打死。
The Romans by crucifixion.
只有罗马人是钉十字架的。
It's one of the most painful deaths that there can possibly be.
所以历史上曾经有过的可能最痛苦的一个死刑的方式，可能就是十字架。
And it, we will go into some details later on, but what happens is, all the joints, begin to come out from the weight of the body.
所以
the joints, they become disjointed.
所以这是非常痛苦的一个刑罚，因为人在十字架上，他因着重力的原因，他身上所有的关节都会被拉开哈。
If you've ever had a dislocated joint, you know how painful that is.
如果你是关节脱节过，你就会知道多痛啊。
But anyway, we're in the trial right now, and they said we have no right to execute anybody. The Romans, they reserved the right of capital punishment as the ultimate power in Jerusalem.
所以现在呢，犹太人他其实没有这个权利，因为只有罗马人他有最终的这个死刑的权利。
Now that didn't stop the Jews from carrying out some executions. Stephen, you remember, was stoned to death, wasn't he?
其实并没有阻止犹太人他们有自己的执行的权利啊。你们都记得《使徒行传》里面有一个细节讲到斯提凡，他是被石头打死的，当时保罗也在场。
He was the first Christian martyr.
他是第一个基督徒在主走后第一个基督徒殉道的。
But, but problem is with Jesus, he was surrounded by the people and was very popular with them.
但问题就在于呢，耶稣是周围围着太多的犹太人啊，他们在犹太人当中他还很有。
With the common people.
对普通人还对他很有兴趣很有好感。
And they couldn't isolate him to stone him, so they had to use the Roman method.
所以他们在当时的情况，他不能把耶稣从人群当中分离开来用石头打他，所以他们只能悄悄地把耶稣抓起来交给罗马人。
But we have no right, he says, to execute anyone, the Jews objected. This happened, he says, verse 32, this happened,So that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled.
所以这三十二节讲到，这叫应验耶稣说自己将要怎样死的话了。
And, so, that was, he spoke, he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me, all manner of men to me. You know that chapter there? Chapter,
所以这就原来耶稣讲到，他如果要被举起来，我要吸引万人来归向我。他在跟门徒在上十字架之前讲过这个话。
Yes, he says, verse chapter 12, John 12, he said.
约翰的十二章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
But I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this.To show the kind of death he was going to die.
对，约翰福音十二章三十二节，他说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
That lifting up, of course, meant the crucifixion, where they'd be lifted up onto the cross.
对，然后举起来就是指着被钉死十字架，因为十字架是要被举起来。
This is just one more example of the fulfillment.Of prophecy where the Lord Jesus fulfills prophecy.
所以这只是一个很众多例子之一，就是耶稣他实现一系列前面的预言， 在这里实现的。
Yes, in his life and in his death and in his resurrection.
他的生死和复活都是预言的实现。
So then Pilate goes back inside the palace. The reason he came out was because the Jews were sticklers for their ceremonies. They were you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
They couldn't come into a Gentile's house. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to take part in the Passover feast. So Pilate had to come out to them.
所以你会看见这里有个小的细节，就是比拉多先出去跟那些犹太人，因为耶稣已经被解到、被绑到比拉多的衙门里去了，所以比拉多要先出去，先问那些犹太人一些话。但你会想到，为什么他们不进那个衙门呢？因为那天是逾越节的前一天，所以他们不能够进到外邦人的，所以他们是一个绝对的极端的律法主义，他不能进到外邦人的衙门里，怕搞脏了，搞脏了他就没有资格吃这个逾越节的筵席了，因为他担心外邦人的这个衙门里有一些这个比如说他有猪啊，有猪肉啊，或者是他怕搞脏了。
And so God's lamb was about to be sacrificed. They wanted to eat the Passover and they were so religious.But they're going to kill God's son. That's so out of this world.
所以他们因着守律法啊，但是他们很讽刺的是，他们一直强烈想要守的这律法呢，他因为这个行为，他最后却把神的预备好的羔羊杀了，而且是在整个全地的面前杀。
And so.He goes back in and he has Jesus brought in before him. Pilate goes back into his own home and his own house, where he has a judgment hall. And there he is going to examine Jesus.
所以他们又回到了这个衙门里啊，然后他要开始来审问耶稣了。
Now you remember Luke had already, the two charges that were brought against him was that he was subverting the nation, telling them not to pay taxes.
所以你记得路加一开始他们控告他的两个，第一个就是鼓动人不去交税。
Of course, Pilate knows that is a wrong accusation.
比拉多知道那个是一个假的控告。
And so whenThere in verse 33, the only real question that Pilate has is, "Are you a king?"
所以比拉多只有一个真正的问题想问耶稣，就是你真的是犹太人的王吗？
Because part of what Pilate must do is protect the throne of Caesar.
因为比拉多的职责就是要保护凯撒的王权。
He's got to uphold the power of Rome.
因为他要维护整个。凯撒的权柄。
So he asked him the question, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
所以他在33节问，你是犹太人的王吗？
And Jesus asked the question of him.
然后耶稣回答他说，
"Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?"
他说这话是你自己说的，还是别人议论我说的呢？
In other words, the Lord Jesus here as the rightful king.Of Israel, was standing before the highest authority in the world, a representative of the highest authority in the world. So here we might say two kingdoms meet.
所以这里有一个很有意思的事情啊，就是你会看见耶稣站在比拉多面前，比拉多就代表整个地上的王权，耶稣是。整个天上的王权，所以你发现两个国度在这里相遇了。
The Lord Jesus knew everything.
耶稣知道一切的事。
He wasn't questioning Pilate because he needed some answers.
他并不是质问比拉多，他想得到一些答案。
When the Lord Jesus asks questions, every question he ever asked anyone It was to reveal what was in their hearts, not to give him information.
所以大家知道，耶稣不是不知道问题去问别人。所以耶稣的问题和我们的问题最大的区别，耶稣问别人问题是想帮助对方发现自己内心真正所想的事情，是想启示对方，揭示，开启，让他看见自己的心。
And so really the question the Lord Jesus is making is asking Pilate is what do you think of the supreme power?
所以耶稣其实想让比拉多自己去想，你是怎么样想象这个最高王权的这件事情的。
He's making Pilate think very deeply, and we'll see that when we go a little bit further.
所以他想帮助比拉多去往深里想一想这件事。
Not only is Pilate a representative of the highest authority on earth, as a representative of Caesar, but he's also standing there as an individual before the judgment of God himself.
因为比拉多虽然是代表地上的王权站在那，但他更是一个，自己是一个人，他是一个地上的人，来面对永生神，这是他要去做的思考，他自己应该做的思考。
Because the words that we speak, someday every word is going to be repeated in the judgment day, unless you have had your sins forgiven, then all that is blotted out.
所以我们说的每一句话最终都要在审判日的时候在神面前要显明来供出来。除非我们在这之前罪被神的被耶稣羔羊的宝血所洗净了。
The Lord Jesus, I believe, was trying to make Pilate see the consequences of the meeting between the two of them.
所以耶稣努力想让比拉多看见他们两个这样的交谈啊，其实是有特别重要的意义，其实就是要去救比拉多了。
Is that your own idea? Is that your own opinion?
所以他耶稣问他是你自己的想法还是
？He's probing Pilate's heart.
其实他是在来探比拉多的心呢，来戳他的心呢。
Because the big question that God is going to ask on a coming day is, "What have you done with my son, the Lord Jesus?"
因为那个大的问题，终归有一天你会去面对，上帝会问你，你是怎么来看待我的儿子的宝血
？What have you done with the light that I have given you？
你是怎么来看待我曾经给过你的那个亮光
？Remember, you talked earlier. A little bit of light will lead to more light.
因为你得到一点亮光，你最终接受了，你会越来越亮。
A little bit of light refused.
然后你拒绝了
，leads nowhere，
然后就会越来越黑暗。
So, Pilate tries to ignore that.
然后比拉多就干脆就忽视了这件事。
He tries to avoid the question of religion.
然后比拉多就不去想这个他认为所谓宗教的问题。
So I'm not a Jew, he said.
他说我才不是犹太人呢。
So therefore, it has nothing to do with me.
这跟我有什么关系？你们自己的事情。
Later on, the Lord says it's not about religion; it's about truth.
接着呢，后面耶稣会讲到，这跟宗教没关系，这是跟真理有关系。
He says, "Am I a Jew? It's your chief priests. They handed you over to me. What is it you've done?"
我怎么是犹太人？你自己的祭司长，你自己的人把你交给我，我能做，我做了什么事
？In other words, what is this king thing about?
这你会想这个国王他在想什么？这个王。
What does your kingdom mean?
你的国是代表什么意思
？The Lord Jesus in verse 36 says, "My kingdom is not of this world."
他说我的国，耶稣36节就回答说我的国不属这世界。
He says, "If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews."
他说我的国若属这世界呢，我的臣仆必要征战。
But now my kingdom is from another place.
使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
You see, when he came into the world and he started his ministry, he offered a kingdom. Remember, John the Baptist began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And the Lord Jesus, he showed the signs of the kingdom, which where there would be no disease, where there be no people would be free of pain and suffering. And so he healed people. Those are the signs of the kingdom.
所以我们都记得使徒约翰来的时候，他先为这个神的国要降临来铺路啊，然后他呼喊你们要悔改啊，因为天国近了。然后耶稣来了，他行了很多的神迹，行了大的神迹，让死人复活，医治全地。然后这都是一个神的国度的外在显示出来的样子。
When you read the Old Testament prophets, their prophecies about the coming Messiah, the coming King, and the kingdom that will be set up on earth.
然后呢，旧约的先知也一直在预言这个要来的国度要在地上，神的国度要降临在地上。
And this King would come in power and glory and set up a wonderful kingdom.
然后这个王会来，在荣耀，在能权柄来建立一个非常好的美好。
And there will be peace on earth.
然后在地上建立平安。
But the Jews were all expecting, these were the people that God had got ready to receive their king. They were expecting one to come in power and glory like a Caesar.
所以当时的所有犹太人都在期待着这么一个在荣耀权柄里降临的王，就像凯撒一样。
But the Lord Jesus came to also to demonstrate who God is, a God of love and compassion.
但是耶稣要来也要展现神真正是什么样子，他是有爱的神。
And so he came as a meek and lowly man.
他来是以一个温柔谦卑的人来的。
He came as a servant.
他一个仆人的身份来的。
He was telling people who God is really like.
他告诉人神真正是什么样子的。
And if they had received their king, the world would be peaceful today.
如果每一个人在当时接受了他作为王的话呢，今天的世界就是会很平安的。
There would be no wars.
也不会再有战争。
Nation would live peacefully with nation.
国与国之间就会很平安。
There would be praise to God in heaven, and the earth would be fruitful again.
然后大家会赞美天上的神，然后地上会充满了平安，有满有果实啊。
Instead, the world didn't want that.
但事实上的全地不想要这样子的神。
Man in their greed and in their sin didn't want that kind of king.
因为人在他的贪婪，在他的罪性里呢，他不想要这样的神。
And so what they did is they rejected God's king.
所以他们就拒绝了这样的。
And there we see him at his trial. He said, "My kingdom isn't of this world." The reason for that is that because they rejected the king, they rejected the kingdom.
所以这就是耶稣在36节回答说，我的国不属这世界的原因，因为地上的人拒绝了这个国王，就拒绝了神的国度降临在地上。
And so now the kingdom of God is not going to be set up in the world until it will happen in a future time, but now the kingdom of God is one through the Spirit where people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they receive His King. We receive Him, the Lord Jesus, into our hearts. So the kingdom is in people's hearts, from heaven into people's hearts. It's not a kingdom of this world that's manifested to this world.
所以这个国度实际上呢，就不是一个有形的我们能看得见的在地上的国度了。如果耶稣当时来我们能接受，那就是一个有形的国度，就看得见了。但是呢，因为我们拒绝了，所以这个国度今天就存在哪呢？存在每一个信靠他的人的灵里和心里。
So then the Lord Jesus says, see, my kingdom isn't of this world.
所以他说我的国不属这世界，有形的地上的世界。
The kingdom has gone into a mystery form, into a spiritual form for this age.
所以他在这个时代里，神的国度就有一个非常奇特的形式了，它是一个属灵的形式。
And it exists in the hearts of those who receive the king.
它存在在每一个信靠神的孩子的心里。
So the pilot, he says, well, that's no threat to Caesar. His power is still operative in this world.
所以比拉多对他说，所以比拉多也意识到这个对凯撒的国度其实没有威胁的。
So, but Pilate, he says, you are a king though, aren't you?
所以比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？你是不是
?Verse 37. 37
节说。
You are a king, then, said Pilate.
对。他说你是王吗？
I think Pilate is, his heart is being searched. Right? The Lord Jesus, he always searches the hearts of everyone that he meets. That's why the word of God is so powerful. That from the lips of ordinary men and women, a message of eternal salvation can come. It's unbelievable, but it's God's word. It isn't man's word. It's not my word. It's not long's word.
所以神的话哈总是有特别强能力的，所以耶稣就用他的话呢，他就开始已经在触碰比拉多的心了。所以比拉多按道理在那个时候他就应该停了，没什么好说的。他的任务完成了，他还是在问，那你就是王了。其实他的心已经被触动了。所以神的话就在今天也是一样，他会借着一个普通的人的口说出来，不是这个人有多厉害，是这个话从神而来的话，他就直接进了每个人的心。
So, you are a king then, he said.
所以比拉多还在问，这样你是王了。
I think Pilate was beginning to understand something here.
比拉多已经意识到一点点事情，有以前没想过的。
Jesus answered, you're right in saying I'm a king.
所以耶稣回答说你说的是我就是王。
And I can imagine Pilate watching the face of this man.
你可以想象比拉多看着耶稣基督啊，面对面看着他。
His calmness.
他非常平静啊。
His dignity.
他的荣耀，他的尊贵。
Totally unmoved by the events that surrounded him.
完全不被周围所发生针对他的事情所左右所搅扰。
It was as though a part of him existed in another world.
然后
就他的一部分好像在另外一个不处于这个世界。
And so part of his
Yeah, part of the Lord Jesus, as though he was, he said he was here, but he was also in heaven, you see.
Yeah. 就是因为他是真正的确是他的一部分并不是属这个世界。所以他能够他并不是全部在这个世界里。所以他有一部分是他是从天上来。他是神也是人。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53篇。
And verse 7, you could read the whole chapter.
以赛亚书五十三篇。
Verse 7, we read.
第七节，这是很著名的弥赛亚诗篇。1197页。Verse 7. 他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
You should take that note of this chapter, and if you're not familiar with it, you should take and read that chapter. This was a prophecy. concerning the Lord Jesus and his sufferings, mainly on the cross of Calvary.
所以以赛亚书53篇，如果大家没有有人没有读过的，一定要去读一遍。这就是旧约针对耶稣的诸多预言之一，这个是很重要的，是在讲他在十字架之前的和在十字架上的这个预言。
It says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he didn't open his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
He wasn't defending himself, he wasn't accusing his accusers.
他并不是自己辩护，他也没有向控告他的人去指责他们。
Instead, he was the only peaceful face in that whole crowd.
所以他是在那一群人里面，事实上包括那些控告的人里面，他是唯一一个很平安的很冷静的站在那的人。
And it's repeated at the end of that verse as well. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
所以他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，就像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他耶稣也是这样不开口。
That is in his own defense.
对，这是因着他自己要去辩护的时候，他是不开口的。
We go back then to John again, and we'll just take a look at verse 37 then.
然后我们继续回到约翰的18章的37节。
Halfway through that verse, he says, "You're right in saying I'm a king. In fact, for this reason was I born, or I was born."
所以耶稣回答比拉多的问题啊，他说：“你说我是王，我为此而生。”也为此来到世间。
I was born to be a king.
我生来就是王了。
You remember the wise men from the east? They came. They said, when they came to Jerusalem, "Where is he that is born the King of the Jews?"
你都记得耶稣诞生的时候，有一些东方的博士到来看这个约瑟和玛利亚，就问：“那生来要做王的在哪里？”
It's interesting that the wording should be that, because when a king's son is born, he's a prince. He's born a prince. He isn't born a king.
所以很有意思，就是如果一个王的儿子生了，应该叫王子，对吧？不能叫做王，对不对
？But this is one from the Father from eternity. He was born king.
但是这个是从父那来的，所以他是他自己就是从永远到永远，他本身就是一个王。
Just for that reason, I was born.
所以。所以他说因着这个原因我出生，所以他生这个动作是在人这里产生的，他在永恒里就是王。
There was another reason as well.
所以还有一些其他的原因。
He was going to be not only king, but he was going to be a prophet.
因为他不但是一个王，他也是个先知啊。
The prophet is one who speaks for God, isn't he?
先知就是那个为神说话、传神话的人。
He says the other reason for him to come into the world was to testify to the truth.
这就是他说我特地来这里为给真理做见证。
And he says anyone that's on the side of truth listens to me.
他说凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And we're going to see next week what happens to this trial.
我们下一周就会看这个审判会发生什么事情。
When Pilate is tested,His heart is tested whether he's going to follow the truth or whether he's going to deny the truth.
然后比拉多他的心就会经过一个试验，他是跟随真理呢，他还是跟随地上的。
And this is like a warning to the lips from the lips of the Savior. Everyone that on the side of truth listens to me.
所以这个是从神嘴里直接讲出来的，他说凡属真理的哈都会听我的话。
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
他说我是道路、真理和生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
他说没有人能到父那里去，除了通过我。
What was Pilate's response?
比拉多的回答是什么呢
？His heart had been searched now.
他的心已经被触动了。
But he had invested a whole life to get where he was.
对，他把他一生做了一个选择，一个赌注了，相当于他选了一边。
He had sacrificed friendships, no doubt. He'd sacrificed hours of labor. He'd made enemies. To get to where he was, he'd sacrificed anything.
对，因为他到他那个位置啊，他可能也牺牲了他的朋友，敌人，他花了很多的精力，他做到了那个总督的这个位置。
What was truth to Pilate?
对于比拉多来说，真理是什么？
Truth was something to be bought and sold.
真理就是一些可以买卖的东西。
Something to be used and manipulated.
一些可以被使用和操纵的东西。
What was the difference between the truth and a lie?
真理和谎言有什么区别呢？
It depended on the situation.
这个取决于环境，取决于你在当时需要什么。
I don't know how Pilate asked the question exactly.
Pilate asked the question.
He asked the question, what is truth?、
Okay. 我不太清楚比拉多在当时他怎么样的语气来说真理是什么这句话的。
Was he really asking the question, what is truth?
他应该不是真的在问耶稣说真理是什么呢?
I don't think so.
我觉得不是这样的。
Because later he denied the truth.By falsely allowing the Jews, by falsely putting him to death.
所以之后他很快就否认了真理。怎么样否认的呢？是即使耶稣没有罪，他还是把他交给他们去钉死。
Was he sarcastic saying, "What is truth? What is truth?"
他某种程度是很也讽刺的说是真理是什么？哪有什么真理？你能想象我们在身边也很多这样的人。
It's like a commodity. It's something you can you use for your advantage.
对，这就像一个商品一样，你要的时候嘛就有了嘛，不要的时候就不要了。对。
I'm not sure how he used that.
我也不清楚他是怎么样用它的。
We can only judge his actions.
我们只能从他的行为上来看见他的作为。
But one thing he knew.
但有一件事他知道的。
The charges against Jesus were false.
耶稣针对耶稣的控告是错的。
And so he goes out to the Jews again.
他又出去到犹太人那里去。
And he says, I find no basis for a charge against him.
我查不出他有什么罪来。
And he has but we'll read when we get.Next week, when we get into chapter 23 of Luke.
那下周呢，我们要看路加的23章了。
We'll find there that he does look for a way out. He tries to compromise.
对，我们看见呢，比拉多其实很努力的想去调和这个矛盾。
He tries to make the Jews happy and keep his boss happy.And,
not kill Jesus.
Yeah, not kill Jesus.
所以他努力想平衡各方啊，又想让犹太人高兴，又想让那个凯撒那边也说得过去，还不杀耶稣，因为他知道耶稣没有罪。
But we'll see how that ends up next.
因为我们就会看见最后结果是怎么样，是做不到的。
I'll tell you one thing, it didn't end up good for Pilate.
所以我告诉你的这个结果对比拉多是真的不好的。
But it ended up good for you and me.
但他真的对我们很好，这个结果对我们很好。
Because he was condemned to the cross, and it was you and I that put him there. We must remember that.
因为他被钉死在十字架，是因为我们的罪被钉死在十字架。
We share the guilt.
我们的罪啊。
But we can also share the salvation that he gives.
但是我们也同样从他那得着了救恩。
You pray.
Okay. 那我们一起来做个结束的祷告。主啊，我们谢谢您，我们要赞美您。我们谢谢您，让我们能够因着十字架有得救的指望，有得救的恩典。父啊，我们也谢谢您，让我们看见我们不会像比拉多那样来问这个问题：真理是什么？父啊，求您启示我们每一个人，也带领我们身边的亲人们，让我们真的是知道真理是什么。 当我们不知道的时候，我们怀着谦卑的心来到您的面前，来问您真理是什么。父啊，谢谢您啊，求您赐给我们这样谦卑寻求的心。父啊，感谢您，也求您啊，祝福我们下午的时间，和祝福我们中午的午餐啊，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。